Sounds like Pink Floyd, but it is not Pink Floyd. It is the students of the Sonoma Academy in rehearsal for their upcoming production of Orlando Furioso and the Dark Side of the Moon, inspired by the works of Ludovico Ariosto and Pink Floyd. Douglas Gallagher is the faculty member and creative inspiration behind this piece. He talks about the production.
Sonoma Academy is an independent private high school, and I have taught at the school for 7 years now, and I consider it an enormous privilege to work in a school that is open to the arts, balanced in trying to meet the highest standards of academics, athletics, and the arts, and really respecting all of those facets of education. This show kind of originated out of my preparation for teaching a history of Western music course here at the school. And as I was reading history books about music and literature of the Renaissance era, I kept coming across the name Ludovico Ariosto. His masterpiece, which is the title of our production, and that is Orlando Furioso. This is an Italian epic poem, 700 pages. It's an octorima stanza. In Italy, Ariosto is like the Shakespeare of their culture. He is read by all high school students, and this work is very well known in Europe. Orlando is not very well known here, so I found that intriguing. And one of the things that really jumped out at me is a moment in the story where there's a journey to the dark side of the moon, where all things lost on Earth can be recovered or found again. And that kind of sparked a light bulb or something in my mind. I've also been preparing for teaching a history of rock and roll. I'm a big fan of Pink Floyd for a long time, so I started wondering if those stories might overlap in some interesting way.
With the 2009 publication of Orlando Furioso, a new verse translation translated by David Slavitt and published by Harvard Press, the work suddenly became more accessible. With themes of madness in love and madness in warfare that in Gallagher's eyes were coincident with those of Pink Floyd's great work of the 70s, Dark Side of the Moon, Gallagher had to bring this to the students.
I got together a bunch of students that were interested in the project, and I divided them into writers, into filmmakers, and into production designers. And we started imagining how we could weave these two works together. So it was a combination of, you know, about 13 kids and me and another teacher here at the school, Brandon Spars. And we just started figuring out how to put the things together. And the writers came up with a draft of a script that kind of wove in between the lyrics of the album. And the set designers started imagining how we could present this interesting character, Orlando. And the instrumentation is note for note Pink Floyd. I mean, we just got the score, learned all the notes. Now, of course, I have three guitarists and three bass players and 11 singers, and those are all added, of course. Our performances open this Thursday, April 28. There are 6 performances, one on Thursday at 6 p.m., 2 performances Friday night, 7 and 9:30, and there are 2 performances on Saturday, again 7 p.m., and our quote-unquote midnight showing, we're starting at 10:30, and we'll go toward the midnight hour on the dark of the moon, as it turns out, which will be fun. And then Sunday is a late afternoon show at 4 p.m. So.
That was Douglas Gallagher and the students of the Sonoma Academy. They're presenting Orlando Furioso and the Dark Side of the Moon at the Sonoma Academy. The address is 2500 Farmers Lane, but you access it via Kiwanis Springs Road, right at the foot of Taylor Mountain off Petaluma Hill Road in Santa Rosa. I'm Suzanne Lang, and this is KRCB.